music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Adams is on. Yeah, our number, as you know, is 800-313-9443. That's the number to dial in quickly. And we have Dave right now on the line. Hello, Dave. Now you have a couple of questions. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was wondering if you could help me. Is it true that the Shoah business claims there were 6 million Jews lost in World War II and that they allegedly went into some ovens?
Yeah, that's what they say. That'd be a lot of charcoal dust residue, though.
Well, and, the question I have is, you know, I was reading on the Bible there starting about 50 years ago or so. And, you know, I read in the first part of the Bible, and I don't see any Jewish people when I get to Deuteronomy 33. I don't see any Jackie Mason Alan Dershowitz lookalikes out in the desert pulling around a tow of raw.
Khazars, there weren't too many of them around back then.
So I get over there to Daniel, and I read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and I'm figuring, you know, that there's a pretty bright spot. If you're a real Hebrew, you'd be going, man, that's something to be proud of, you know. And then they claim, because I know in America there's quite a few of these Holocaust museums that the taxpayers paid for.
Oh, yeah.
And I would just think it'd be kind of embarrassing, you know, to claim they lost 6 million Jews and they didn't have one Hebrew out of the whole bunch.
No, and there wouldn't have been a Hebrew. That's a very good point. Other thing is that there's about 5.7 million Jews in Europe at the time. So
that
how
was
would
a miracle.
You'd have to go minus 300,000, and then how do you start the Zionist strip? You know, because that got started about 1942, '43. You know, they were conquering that area.
Well, actually, it goes back to the 30s with Hitler. He had an agreement with them, with the Zionist organization.
Transfer agreement. Anyway, the second point I had was, you know, I'm a little handicapped. I went to the Sam Kennison Theological Seminary for my advanced degree in metaphysics. And, you know, I try real hard. You know what I mean? I really do.
Yeah.
And so have you heard about this horrible situation over there in the Middle East where they have these faux davening women at the wall?
Oh, you mean where they're spitting at them or what happened?
Well, you know what davening is when they do that wall humping trick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these poor rabbis over there, you know, they're just a little bit insulted because these women are not gifted, you know, with all the accoutrements necessary to properly perform that rite and ritual. And so they have to, quote, tolerate their existence there while they're, I mean, you know, that's embarrassing. You think about it.
Oh, yeah, I would think it'd be very embarrassing.
Well, a lot of what they do is embarrassing when you think about it. And they get caught in the act, and then they quickly disappear from the media. You don't hear about it anymore, except
those rabbinicals that got the herpes and gave the herpes to the babies, you know what I'm saying?
I do. I know about that.
Whatever happened to that one?
You know, there's so many. Have you seen this book about the Red Mafia?
No.
The Red Mafia?
Yeah, it's a book by this Robert Friedman. It's pretty interesting read. In fact, there's several pages in there I'd recommend that they get around out there in the public, you know, because one of them about these Jewish gangsters, you know, these financial mobsters, were holed up in the Trump Towers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they all, I mean, that's true.
Anyway, I don't want to, you know, get the ball rolling too fast.
Yeah, you got
the hill.
It rolling pretty good, because why don't you write a book called The Mossad in the White House or something?
Well, there. Oh man. You know, that's another thing.
All this
sex talk business. You know, you remember Abu Ghraib?
Yeah.
Yep. Abu Ghraib.
Well, there's a friend of mine. His name is Jim Floyd in Alabama, and he wrote a thing about that called "Piss Sacks Are Jewish." I highly recommend you find that and read it if you can on the internet. But he references Esau Nakhle's work, Encyclopedia of the Palestine Problem, where it describes these torture techniques the Israelis used on.
Yes, the same as Abu Ghraib. Same. Yeah. They put. They installed the Abu Ghraib system. It was the Israeli Mossad that
did that. They did. They originated it. Yeah.
Anyway, there's no shortage of. Anyway, I just want you to try to feel sorry for those poor rabbis. You know, they said.
Oh, we are. We are. Believe me, they're all around us. They're blessing us.
They sent this rabbi to the Vatican back a few years ago. Did you know they had the audacity to send him? His name was Oded Wiener.
Okay. Well, right. You got the inside story, my friend.
You got the dope. All right.
All right, then.
Have a good Thanksgiving, God willing. All right.
Have fun.
All right.
Keep in touch.
Ken in Fort Worth, Texas. Hello. Come on up.
Hey, next Wednesday is JFK Day in Dallas.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, the good old boys will be rejoicing their plot if there is any of them still alive.
Really? Hey, there's one black guy that was there that day when it happened. He goes, he'll be on a grassy knoll for years, and he tells people what happened and what he knows. And I try to get him up a crowd, and he'll sit there and talk for a long time. But anyway, this going to be this Wednesday.
Is it?
Well, that's Thanksgiving Eve, right? And now this is the time of year when you expect some kind of attack to happen. You know, this is historically true from the Federal Reserve in 1913 before Christmas on the recess. And then what we saw, you know, what we saw at the Sandy Hoax event. These are the times, this time of year, when you're going to see some action, I believe.
Yeah. You know, and there's the DHS has all these things in play. And so bang, then another one.
I think Frank Kennedy was shot because he was printing U.S. notes. It was doing ones and fives in certain circulation, and he was printing tens and twenties. They said, that's enough of that.
Yes,
I don't know. I mean, I've heard conflicting stories about that. It has not, to my knowledge, really been documented that he was going to start replacing the FRSs. What I think more than anything it was he knew the links from the CIA to the Mossad.
Yep.
And he, after the Cuban missile, I mean, after the, excuse me, the Bay of Pigs fiasco, actually, was intent on doing something, and Dimona. The nuclear issue, more than anything in the Middle East, was a paramount concern for Jack Kennedy.
Yep.
And I knew he had a big mouth. He spoke about it, just like Patton did when he threatened to come home and
resign. That's right. Patton was assassinated. Don't forget.
The same people, the same seed line, okay?
And Patton was going against the Jews directly. He said he said that they were dirty, that they were corrupt, and they were trouble for America and America's future. He said it. And then he was killed.
Yeah, I know.
He was alive in the hospital. And he indicated he didn't think he could get out.
That's right.
They gave him something, you know.
That was his wife. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm.
That guy was a sharp guy. It was a huge loss for America to have Patton killed. Huge.
Yeah. Well, we know what would have happened had he made it back. We know what would have happened to Eisenhower. Mm-hmm.
The last turn Kennedy made was through a pentagram on a triangle-shaped area. I don't know why somebody don't make it on a T-shirt, you know, draw it out, you know.
Yeah.
Well, have a close look at, I think it's still on my website, whatever I've done on JK or Connolly, see if you can see the gun flash happening from Connolly's left hand. I think it was left-handed,
It has to be.
There's no question, multiple shooters, multiple positions.
Go on YouTube and put on Jackie shot JFK with a 14.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think she had the capacity to do it. I think that's disinformation myself. I just don't think she had that capacity.
You know, that's a Pruderfeld been cut lengthwise and widthwise. You got to study who did what to that thing.
I know. Well, that's part of it, too. Yeah.
It's been doctored, I think. And, this, you know, it goes to point one thing out, and that is that these plans are laid out well in advance of when they take place. So if it was November of 1963, you don't see a quick put-up job. They were grooming this whole thing, the Oswald connection. They were Ruby was heavily involved in Dallas from Chicago. Many.
Yeah, and it does appear that the Oswald photo with the gun is a digital fake or a photographic fake, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for your call, Ken. We got to move along. We got Rick in Arizona up next and see what Rick has to think. Hello there, Rick.
Yeah. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Very well. Very well. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I would say that if there's any tampering with the Zapruder film, it has to do with making you think that the driver shot John Kennedy. Look, you have to understand human nature. Nobody inside the government would get involved with a crime at this level. It's just a suicide mission. This, in my opinion, was done by a number of shooters, carefully placed in the crowds or whatever, and they took him out with a number of shooters. It's just not possible to convince somebody to give up his life to shoot Kennedy in the car. I mean, nobody would trust anybody in this scenario, okay? This had to be done by people from the Middle East who were a band of brothers. They trusted each other. Nobody would trust anybody in this scenario. It's just too dangerous. I mean, why would somebody drive in the limousine?
The Middle East, you mean the Mossad?
You call it what you want. But this had to be done by professional people. People that hearts weren't pounding when they squeezed the trigger. I know deer hunters that are 75 years old. They still get so nervous when they see a deer they miss. These people had a temperament that only comes inside a certain race of people.
Well, yeah, I hear you. Yeah, the cold-blooded
Why don't you go ahead and define who you think did it, then?
I will say these people were from the Middle East. That's as far as I'm going to say. And it had to be done. The people that did this had everything to lose. There was no money. There was no gain here. This particular people were at risk of losing everything with the Kennedy dynasty, and it had to be stopped. And they went to the well to do this. Nobody in the government would do this. It's just too dangerous. They're all waiting for their pensions. They just don't really have any interest in killing the President of the United States.
So why is it then there were more Mossad agents in Dallas than there were CIA and FBI combined?
Including embedded Mossad agents from the United States. So they're there.
Well, the Sayanim, the Sayanim have always been active
in
these events, haven't they?
All right,
Rick. That's something to think about. I would consider all of this a possibility.
Have to consider. The one thing you do know is that his head was blown apart.
They had the motive, right? The Jews had the motive.
The trajectory of it is that somebody shot him, looks like from the front, pretty much, front or side, one of those two. Yeah.
Right. I have to say that there's no question. Look at the motive. Look at the logistics of it. Who could have carried it out? And all of the other amenities here, the mob and, the mob. Yeah. There were a number of people, Giancano
Italian. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay. Was the airport shut down that day? Because when those people shot Kennedy, they had to get out of the city.
I believe it had been. I can't verify that right now.
No, that would be interesting because these people had to either just stay low or get out of the country swiftly. So, all right. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, valid. I mean, you all have valid points. Now, here's a guy here from Texas that we met a couple of weeks ago. Came up to visit us, me and Joe Church in Rhode Island, and he's Terry from Texas. Terry, welcome aboard again.
Hello
Terry. Come on up,
I'm
Terry.
On. Yeah,
you're
I'm
on
here.
Now. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? Okay. Well, and you're going through all these machinations. My first thoughts are going through turning to Old Testament, New Testament, and then, of course, something that sums up everything by Christ himself that pretty much summed it all up.
Yes.
Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There you go.
They are of that Pharisaical order, aren't they?
That's all I need to say. I mean, that sums it all up.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get caught up in A and B and C when you already just missed the boat, really. And, yeah, it's right there.
Dr. K, you brought it up right from the beginning. You know, you said it's all about focusing on God and not our day-to-day problems. If people understood their scriptures and they read the history of this planet in this last 6,000 years since Adam, what have you, they would understand what we're dealing with. And if they wanted to understand, there's no excuse for ignorance, okay? So,
they would understand what you've always said. It's a spiritual war. It's a spiritual warfare.
Absolutely.
And, but that conversation, I think, only occurs on RBN. I don't hear it anywhere.
No, it doesn't, really. For the most part, there are exceptions, but we've been at it for a long time. And what you say, Terry, absolutely correct. He summed it up. Christ summed it up. And he said that ye are not of Abraham's seed. Now,
yeah,
what could be more obvious? If Abraham were your father, you would love me. Instead, you seek to murder me.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, they gave it away. And he gave it away because he told them right to their faces what they were, murderers. Your father and you do the deeds of your satanic father. Satan is your father. And that's what he said. Oh, they don't want to swallow that today. No. Billy Graham says we all come from the same family, the same tree. We're just all brothers and sisters all over the globe.
Nonsense, yeah.
Yeah, and this is what they preach in the churches, you see.
Hey, you know what? They got into the Islam, too, you know, because there were some mosques that did those fake shooting hoaxes. I exposed those on the site.
You told me something interesting off the air, too. Well, you might want to relate it about how one of your brothers said that he believed some of these ways that we need to fight ISIS, and he believed they were Islamic or something.
Yeah. Yeah, my own relative was disagreeing with me that, the ISIS, that's the right thing, even if it means siding with Israel. I guess by proxy he was saying that. They've got the right approach.
And what is Israel doing now with Saudi Arabia to destroy Iran?
Yeah,
what they're doing in Yemen with the Houthis is just an amazing event that no one's talking about.
No one's talking about. Well, the Saudis are continuously plotting against Iran. I can tell you a personal story. So when Khomeini was saying, down with the devil, down with the Zionists, I thought, oh, my God, his message is fantastic. Crush these enemies of God, sort of go up against them. Fight and fight until you crush them into oblivion. And so I was behind that, and I would pass out all kind of flyers and literature on behalf of the Islamic Revolution there.
Mm-hmm.
And so some Iranian students kind of got around me and come to my apartment, and we would chit-chat and so on and so forth. Shortly thereafter, I got a call from a Saudi who I had met years ago, and he said, I'm sending you a ticket. We've heard about your situation and your activities, and we want to see you. He sent me a plane ticket. I swear on the name of God. I was in college at medical school.
Wow.
I got to Philadelphia, and I was surrounded by Saudis, including two sheikhs with long beards. They sat on the floor and put me right there in the center, and for 3 hours they interrogated me. And they proceeded to try to tell me how Iran is evil, everything they do is evil, what are you doing supporting them? Now, how did they figure that out? And they tried to indoctrinate me.
Wow.
I said, I got to go. Get me back to the airport.
Well, we got a break. Did you come back to finish this?
Yeah.
All right. And then we'll bring Art up in just a few minutes, folks. Rick Adams on Censored. We will be back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, we're back. Dr. K, very fascinating story. I don't believe you've ever told this story to us before, but it's amazing.
No,
what's
you see, I went to Saudi Arabia on a free trip years before, and they must have put me in the file as an enemy of state, you see. And see, I refused. The guys I went with, they were American Muslims. They were getting wooed by the Saudis with money and power and position. And I just said, you know, I don't want anything to do with your world. I don't want anything to do with you. And I gave some speeches about going back to the scriptures and following God and not these man-made, you know, corruptions.
Well, so you're
somehow,
right, yeah.
How's that?
No, I agree with you, because I had a friend whose friend was from Saudi Arabia. His name was Fauzi. And I never talked to him directly, but I did communicate with him once in writing about Israel, and I never heard a word back from him. It's like they don't want to talk about it because, as we know, going back to the early 1900s, the Zionist regime, through Roosevelt and this country here, were actually placing key figures in that royal family.
Oh, yeah.
They actually had them infiltrate the royal family of Saudi Arabia, the House of Saud.
You know? Well, you know, everybody, the Muslim masses thought that King Faisal was so anti-Zionist. That was a smokescreen. Faisal was a Jew himself. So look, there was too much money for Rockefeller and Rothschild, so they had to put their own agents in each of these countries that were big oil countries. So they used Saddam Hussein because he's kind of a thug. And then they had the Shah of Iran, the father of the Shah, then the Shah. Those are Russian Jews.
Yeah, Pahlavi, Reza Pahlavi.
So they had Jews ruling over Muslims, you see. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
They still
right. Yeah, you're right. And that was the revolution in 56, right? That was what Eisenhower's administration and the CIA did to overthrow the elected government. This is what they did. They put him in power. It's just amazing. You know, and so now we don't get that from the so-called media reports. None of this true background is ever exposed to us, so we get a jaundiced view. Yeah, very interesting. But what's going on right now, when Netanyahu came and spoke to his puppet, Trump, at that press conference February, March, what did he say? He says, for once, he says, we have an alliance with our Arab nations. We're not at war with them all. He says, we have an alliance to fight a common enemy, he says. And he named ISIS, and he named his radical extremist Iranian terrorist. Well, what he was saying is, this is our bailiwick. We're putting together this mosaic.
And they've got a compliant Trump administration with a Jewish son-in-law and a Jew convert daughter, and God knows what else is going on.
Well, even now, Trump is taking these, you know, the latest on PLO offices being closed, and this is the first step. You know, I mean, the PLO, all these groups, blah, 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 they have been infiltrated right
now. Oh, yes, yeah.
You know, as well as I do. Okay.
Well, God help them. And my friend, great to talk to you again. I know you've got some pressing issues. And it's been great. Be in touch.
Well, I'm glad you're keeping up with nodisinfo.com, because you've been taken down from YouTube, as we know.
Yep.
And I hope that we will be able to see you get up again under a different venue, because we need
to. I hope so.
All right. Never give up, Dr. K. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And now it's time to bring up Art from Philly. Hello, Art. How are you?
Hello, Rick. Good to be back, and fantastic show you got going today.
Well, it's something, a little bit of just about everything, actually, just talking about JFK and religious views and spiritual wickedness, you know, but tying it all together, I think, in this pre-Thanksgiving show. And I don't know, I just feel like, you know, with all of these fake attacks and semi-fake attacks and so forth, that, you know, something is coming up, that something may come up within the next 5 weeks or so, maybe a series of things leading up to Christmas. Because, as you know, this cabal loves to be able to victimize Americans and our brothers in Europe. Around Christmas time, they love it. They seem to just enjoy it so much, don't they?
Actually, I've seen it's more in January when there's a power vacuum. What happens is people in Congress or even a presidential election, the old president is out for one month out, and the new president's not in. So that's a power vacuum. And the same with Congress. That's when I take advantage of it, in that last month in that power transition.
Well, between now and then, you know, you have several months and certainly a lot of previous experience. All right, we'll come right back with Art and Philly. Stay tuned, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. Hey, we're back again. And don't forget to listen this week and every week to Andy Hitchcock in the UK, www.andrewhitchcock.com radio. Boy, I'm telling you, fascinating guests he's got lined up every single week. If we can bring him on, he will bring him on. And many from us here and the other way around, he's certainly provided us with a lot of interesting guests that you normally wouldn't hear. So tune him in and thank him for his great work. Now, Art, we're back again, and you know, you're talking about January usually. Now, this is an off-year election, and we've seen some of these results of these governor's races, these gubernatorial races. Right now, it looks as if these Democrats are going to come back with a fury in the election. So, quite frankly, I mean, you could talk about Supreme Court justices and vacancies and people like Neil Gorsuch, and I don't see where it's going to make any difference, to be honest with you. They're united. The Republicans sold down the whole agenda of the 80s and 90s, and now look at what they're doing to the judge from Alabama.
Right, Moore. I would just say this. They keep on outsourcing the jobs. They keep on flooding this country with immigration. Yeah. They keep on financially ripping off the middle class with these Obamacare health care bills. I don't care who you're in. Most people are going to be fed up with it, and they're going to be out the door, regardless of what, you know, which party they're with, and rightfully so. So they can say whatever they want. The more they continue to hurt the middle class in those arenas, the more I think they're just going to be thrown out on the rails. And I think it doesn't matter which party they're in. That's how I see it's really going to happen. Either that or they take over the country. That's how I see it.
Bingo. Bingo. What right. you say is definitely true. I mean, to think about what we're going through now in this cycle of sexual misconduct, as they call it, today misconduct is, you know, as I alluded to it in the first hour with Dr. Ken, I don't know if you heard it, but, you know, this is a paradigm that's being used now to, fulfill a political agenda, not so much to bring out revelations about people necessarily. The ones I'm interested in are particularly being overlooked, and that is the pedophilia angle of all of this. Nevertheless, what they're doing to everybody, whether it's Al Franken and you know, I'm talking specifically about Judge Moore, is very interesting because look at what is in Congress. I mean, they are the biggest, filthiest hypocrites you've ever seen anywhere. You know, talk about Dennis Hastert, the former Speaker of the House. You talk about a whole host of them. Ted Kennedy was notorious in the Senate. They never said a word about kicking him out for what he did in his womanizing and other, you know, horrible things that he's done. I mean, give us a break. You're going to give me John McCain and the Helmsley mob?
Right. I agree.
I mean, think about it. I mean, what hypocrites? I mean, come on. You got a guy like Barney Frank you had in there. You got my congressman, Cicilline from Providence, yeah. Okay, former mayor of Providence, an avowed homosexual.
Right.
But that's okay. That's just fine. But if Judge Moore happened to perhaps pat somebody on the butt who was a younger person at the time, like 15 years younger than him or 20 years, all of a sudden it's a major, major scandal now. And we don't know that any of it is actually true because it's never been confirmed or verified. And he denies it, and now he's suing. And, you know, you can't blame him because he's absolutely on solid ground.
Well, once you bring Gloria Ulrich in there, you know, who's a bimbo lawyer who comes after people for, you know, sexual harassment like they did with the Crosby, there might have been some valid points with the Crosby case, but the points associated with Gloria Ulrich were absolutely have no merit at all. And that's what I'm hearing about the bimbo cases with Judge Roy Moore, the same thing that the people she's presenting. So they're playing some political football here. They're going after Judge Roy Moore, the Democrats, and the Republicans are going after Al Franken. So it's quid pro. Now, the real question
The Republicans have sold out on both sides.
Right. The real question I ask, what does that have to do with governing the affairs of people's business for the government? Nothing. You're supposed to be leading this country. That's a distraction. Supposed to be dealing with this Obamacare that's financially ruining the middle class that got to pay for it. What are they doing about tax reform? There is some good points about tax reform. The Democrats have some good points also that you know it's going to be proportionally going to the upper 1%. But yeah, you know, hey, you elected a billionaire. What do you expect to happen? But you know, so that is you know I think they have a valid point on that case. But at the same time. It's really none of these guys are talking about taking care of what really matters to the people. You know, I still see that, you know, we haven't built the wall. We haven't stopped the immigration. Okay. It's improved. We'll see if he does that. I mean, it's just very recently replaced the U.S. Justice, you know, Department of Justice guy who was handling that. But the new guy he put in there was from the American Trial Immigration Lawyers Association. All right. So, you know, it's a little bit of conflict of interest when you're handling the head of the Department of Justice Immigration, and you're basically aligned with the immigration lawyers. You know, I see that still being the fox in the hen house. So even though Trump might made an improvement, he didn't really, you know, it's more like he put a Band-Aid on it. He didn't actually get the right person in there. But that remains to be seen if he's actually going to do anything. So I also,
well, if you want, yeah, to go ahead.
I was going to review, some of the details of JFK if you want, or people would just look
I do. I want you to go over that. I don't know if you heard the clip, by the way, in the first hour of LBJ and, of course, Rubenstein himself speaking and saying you're never going to get the facts as long as, you know, this continues to go on. Basically, it's a charade. He admitted, he said, you'll never know who really was behind this. Well, and where he wound up, did he die or was he exited to Israel? Now, Mike Collins-Piper believed he was. I sort of agree with him that he was exited to Israel, assumed a whole new identity. But the thing is, LBJ himself admitting this thing has very foreign implications. Did you hear that part? What did you think of it?
I think there's some valid truth, but I think LBJ was a key player. I look at hard evidence. I have no place for corruption. Good way to understand it is look at the deathbed confession of E.J. Hunt, where he pointed to Cord Meyer. Okay, now Cord Meyer's ex-wife, Mary Jo Pinochet, was having an affair with JFK. She was the woman at Dallas who was wearing a white trench coat, the dark glasses, and the umbrella hat during his assassination. He was also her paramour. You know, that's one of the things. Now, what happened is Cord Meyer was working who with? He was working years with none other than Walter Annenberg, okay? Mm-hmm. Walter Annenberg, the son of Moses Annenberg. Moses, who was the right-hand man of Capone when they set up the National Crime Syndicate in Atlantic City. Who was Moses there with? Meyer Lansky. Okay?
Right.
Meyer Lansky said he paid for the JFK bullet. All right? So now what happens also is you look at Joe Kennedy. What did he do to get JFK elected? He talked to Joe Bonanno. Joe Bonanno says, I had nothing to do with the murder of JFK. Really? Well, let's see. You had this little book from Modella called The Hoffa Wars, and he identifies the underbosses of Joe Bonanno as Trafficante, Marcellos, and Sam Giancana. Okay? So he had nothing to do with the assassination. He had everything to do with it. All right? Then you look
at
that was
from
Ruby.
The Hoffa. You said the Hoffa file? Hoffa is that
Wars,
right?
Hoffa?
Okay.
Right, by Modella, M-O-D-E-L-A. That's the author.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, now you look at Jack Rubenstein. He was identified as an informant under Richard Nixon working for the Bruffman Crime Syndicate, and he also was a wheelman for Al Capone directly. Okay? So there's your Jewish mafia connection.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Now, the part, now, Michael Collins, this is a part I didn't research, and I think Michael Collins, you know, I don't know how far he went with this, is the Bonanno crime family has a lot of connections at that point in the early 60s up in Canada. Up in the Toronto area.
Absolutely. Okay? Yes.
And who else is up there? The Bruffman crime family. There's the connection between Joe Bonanno and Jack Ruby. All right.
I figured you would bring that up to them. I'm glad you did.
Yes. Right. Now, who else was there? Ben-Gurion. Okay. Talking to Hillel, the Bruffman crime family, weeks before the JFK assassination, after he resigned. Had nothing to do with it. Really? He had everything to do with it.
Yeah.
Now you look at who the clowns are. Went to the thing, you know, went to the Warren Commission. Kid created the single bullet theory. Arlen Specter and Richard Sprague. Who appointed them? U.S. Senator Richard Swiker. U.S. Senator Richard Swiker's wife, Claire Swiker, was a TV host for a kids show called Romper Room. Okay, and she worked at WPVI TV in Philadelphia. And who was her boss? Walter Annenberg, the son of Moses Annenberg.
Yeah.
And now what happens is he decides, you know, that Arlen Specter and Richard Sprague are going to go to the Warren Commission. Go figure. So that happens in 63. 67, you got the Apollo affair, okay, where we lost all that nuclear weapons material for building that Israel got, 700 pounds of it. Somehow they claimed that it was lost in the water around Pittsburgh. Really?
Right.
Why isn't Pittsburgh lit up like a Christmas tree like Chernobyl, right?
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, I know.
Right. So what happened to what happened before they lost the medal? Well, what's the guy named who was the head of the Raphael Eaton?
Eaton,
who was the handler for none other than Jonathan Pollard? So he
And Mossad. Mossad. Yeah, he was the head of the Mossad. Right.
Right. So Raphael Eaton met with Zalman Shapiro, who was a member of the Zionist Organization of America. By the way, Wallace Annenberg, the daughter of Walter Annenberg's mother, Rose Dunkelman, was the head of the Zionist Organization of Canada. All right?
Yeah.
So, after, you know, so this guy basically meets with Zalman Shapiro near Pittsburgh, and a week later, all the medals lost. Okay, and who's protecting him from 67 all the way up to his death during the Obama administration? I have no place for corruption. Arlen Specter, we need to exonerate Zelman Shapiro as a hero. I think Arlen Specter and Zelman Shapiro should be shot to death or executed right up there with the Rosenbergs for the treason they committed. Not only covering up the murder of a president, allowing a foreign nation to steal our nuclear weapons material.
Mm-hmm. So, see, that's amazing. With all of this talk about Russian alleged meddling in the presidential election and all of the interference of other groups and lobbies, it's amazing that we allow this tiny little strip in the Middle East to get away with actually greater crimes than anything they've been accused of. That is the other party, and that is murder of a president. To get away with it. To get away with actually participating in that crime scene and covering it up. And as I said before, there were more Mossad agents in Dallas on the very day of Kennedy's assassination than there were EIA, same difference, FBI at the time under Hoover. So that has to tell you something. What were they doing in Dallas? Were they on the presidential route because they wanted to admire the president? They just wanted to sightsee and get a close-up look? No, obviously not.
Right. Now I'm just going to extend that a little bit. There was a fundraiser for Arlen Specter in 92 at Bowman's Hill. That's right near Washington across the Delaware for the Battle of Trenton. Mm-hmm. And read the last paragraph. This is a no place for corruption. And who's there? Walter Annenberg. President Bush Sr. is there, and they're saying, please reelect Arlen Specter. Right next to, and basically under Walter Annenberg, was the Moses L. Annenberg Fund, for reelection. And obviously, Herbie Barnes of the Bucks County Republican Party was there. And who was the guy from Penn State? I forget his name.
Oh,
right,
Sandusky?
Now.
You're talking about Paterno?
Sandusky. Yeah. Jerry Sandusky, not Sandusky, Paterno was there. Joe Paterno.
Yeah, I just mentioned him, yeah.
Right. So that's absolutely fascinating. And another thing I ran into is when the guy was talking earlier in the show, Red Mafia. Who was the head of Red Mafia? Servian Mogilevich. Okay? So he leaves Russia. Where does he go? He comes here to Bucks County, Pennsylvania, Yardley. Lives here for 10 years, running YBM Magnetics, creating, financial fraud on Wall Street.
In Yardley, Pennsylvania. Now. Is that what you said? Yardley, Pennsylvania.
Yardley, Pennsylvania. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also where the Lansky family used to live. What a coincidence.
Yeah. What connection do they have to Radnor, Pennsylvania? Do you know of any?
Yes, that's Radnor, where the Annenbergs live. Radnor has
okay,
to have, older.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. I knew that.
The other one is
Well, of course, that's where TV Guide came from and a host of other Triangle publications. And it's interesting because they go way, way back, as you know. I mean, yeah, I was a kid, and I was reading about the Annenberg. Well, the Annenberg is a TV Guide and a whole host of other, publications that they own. It's a very interesting, very wealthy, wealthy family that, as you say, had a tremendous influence in putting Richard Nixon in following the Johnson debacle. Very interesting the sway they had over that whole administration, too.
Mm. And if you went to the Nixon Library in Brea, California, or it might be your Belinda, right near the Brea La Tar Pits, you'll see the plaque of all the donors. The first one is Walter Annenberg. The second one is Max Fisher. Okay?
Isn't that interesting?
Of, Max Fisher School of Business, Marathon Oil, as an example, Aurora Oil and Gas.
Yeah, two Italians, yes.
Right. Italian Murder Incorporated, right.
Follow the money trail. And then you'll understand politics and what it's all about, my friend. It doesn't get any, you talk about a swamp. That swamp is so thick now that it's actually a total mud factory. I mean, it's subterranean now. Yeah. Let's take a call. Oh, go ahead.
Go for it. Let's take a call.
All right. Let's bring up a couple of callers here right now and you can sum up again later. John in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hello, John.
Rick. On this Judge Roy Moore character, I'm about to disagree with you on that one.
It's all right, fine. I didn't say he was an angel.
You're not up to a point with me, man. And if nothing, he owe me off more than when Son can't vote. So on that issue,
excuse me, still, John, you're not coming in clear though. Speak directly into the phone, please.
Well,
I can't
like I
hear
said,
you.
Can't
hear a word you're saying.
He ruled against Sullivan's right to vote, and on that issue, that's a sore issue with me, period.
Now I can hear you. All right, go ahead.
If he's against Sullivan's right to vote, then, hey, that makes him feel for my book.
All right, but what about the charges?
On that issue, we have to disagree. Because nobody struggled more to make sure Sullivan gets the right to vote in this state than I have. I not only up the ante on the right to vote, I also ran 5 times. They're going to do it again for a 6th, just to prove my point.
Yes.
So don't be against my people, and I'll be for you. That's how it works there.
All right. Did you have anything else to add?
Well, as far as these allegations, if they bring forth some evidence, blah, 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 you know. So I'm neutral on that.
Okay. All right, well, very good. You had your piece. Thank you, John, for calling. Appreciate that. We have a break, and we've got Maine and West Virginia coming up next. Very well, folks. Stay tuned. Art from Philly and Rick Adams on RBN.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Rick Adams Uncensored and the Deadly Experiment on YouTube channel, and Art is with us, noplaceforcorruption.com. We have a couple of callers we're going to try to squeeze in here now. Wayne in West Virginia, hello, you're up.
Be okay.
Yes.
Okay. A couple of things I want to speculate real quick, and I'll get off. Number one is that in the Middle East, you know, we're putting a military base in Israel.
Yes.
I think it's Air Force Base. But does that mean that if Hezbollah sends a few rockets into Israel and they land on our military base and either kill or destroy some planes or kill a few Americans, does that mean that they've attacked America also?
I guess that would be a lot.
Do we need to go to war with them in Israel? And secondly, is when you look at the Middle East, the only thing standing in the way, or one of the things standing in the way of the greater Israel, is Lebanon. And if Lebanon falls, the Palestinians can forget about it. So it's just sort of food for thought.
And well, I know what you're saying is true. Yeah. Any reaction, Art? What would you think would happen?
I would say you have two other people. Well, you got Iran, Syria, and Russia there, too, that won't put up with it.
Let's hope.
I'd like to mention,
you know, when the Rosenbergs were on trial for giving secrets to the Russians, you know, Roosevelt, our president, could have been charged with the same crime. So that's where
we're
at.
Some people say the Rosenberg trial was actually a hoax in a sense, because they're saying the Rosenbergs actually weren't the ones that did it. It came from within the CIA. It went directly to Russia because, as Eisenhower said, when Khrushchev visited the United States, Eisenhower said that Khrushchev said to him, "We read those before you do." You know, those so-called secret memos. So I don't know. I think they were set up to create another fervor of what they call anti-Semitism in the United States, and they really, truthfully, might not have been guilty, even though Judge Kaufman oversaw the case, himself a Jew, and said they were. I don't know. I at this point, looking back on history, what isn't false? What is true?
Yeah. Well, Roosevelt was certainly guilty. He had the communist right in the White House with him.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Materials over to Russia.
Yes,
so,
I agree.
Anyway,
I'll let you go.
I'll let you go and have a wonderful weekend, my friend.
God bless. Thank you. Bill in Florida is our last call, Art. Hello, Bill. Are you there, Bill?
Who's this? A side note.
Okay, you're on now. You're all right. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to introduce a side note on the Roy Moore issue there. Has anybody looked at the opposition, Doug Jones, who's running for the same seat that Jeff Sessions left? By the way, coincidentally, Doug Jones is a pro-cannabis legalization person. And maybe it's time for the people in Alabama. Maybe they want some of that medical marijuana down there. That's it. Good luck.
Interesting. Yeah, Doug Jones is quite a character. He's not what you would call a stellar untouchable as well. Art, another week's gone by. Have a good Thanksgiving to you. God willing, you have a blessed family event. And thank you for being with us again today.
And the same for all the RBN folks and yourself, Rick.
Thank you. Okay, you take care. God bless. Folks, we're out of time. Rick Adams, Uncensored. Goodbye, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.